I was spiraling out of control. I could just make out my ship, this gray mass shrinking and smoking on its way down. I straightened myself out, hit my chute. I was still in a daze, my head swimming, trying to catch my breath. I fumbled for my radio and started hollering for my crew to punch out. I didn't get an answer. All I could see was one other chute, the only other one that made it out. That was the worst moment right there, just hanging helplessly. I could see the other chute, above and north of me by about 3.5 clicks. I looked for the others. I tried my radio again, but wasn't able to get a signal. I figured it had been damaged during my exit. I tried to get my bearings, somewhere over southern Louisiana, swampy wilderness that seemed to have no end. I wasn't sure exactly, my brain was still misfiring. At least I had sense enough to check the bare essentials. I could move my legs, my arms. I wasn't in pain or bleeding externally. I checked to make sure my survival kit was intact, still strapped to my thigh, and that my weapon, my MEG, was still jamming me in the ribs. I unclasped my chute. They teach you not to waste time concealing it, and headed in the direction of the other chute. It took me a couple of hours, splashing through this cold slime that numbed everything below my knees. I wasn't thinking clearly, my head was still spinning. No excuse, I know, but that's why I didn't notice that the birds had suddenly beat it in the opposite direction. I did hear the scream, though, faint and far away. I could see the chute tangled in the trees. I started running, another no-no, making all that noise without stopping to listen for Zack. I couldn't see anything, just all these naked gray branches until they were right on top of me. If it wasn't for Rollins, my co-pilot, I'm sure I'd have been a goner. I found him dangling from his harness, dead, twitching. His flight suit had been torn open and his entrails were hanging, draped over five of them as they fed in this cloud of red-brown water. One of them had managed to get its neck entangled in a section of small intestine. Every time it moved, it would jerk Rollins, ringing him like a fucking bell. They didn't notice me at all. Close enough to touch, and they didn't even look. At least I had the brains to snap on my suppressor, thank God. I didn't have to waste a whole clip another fuck-up. I was so angry. I almost started kicking their corpses. I was so ashamed, so blinded by self-hate.
Self-hate?
I screwed the pooch. My ship, my crew.
But it was an accident. It wasn't your fault.
How do you know that? You weren't there. Shit, I wasn't even there. I don't know what happened. I wasn't doing my job. I was squatting over a bucket like a goddamn little girl. I found myself burning up mentally. Fucking weakling, I told myself. Fucking loser. I started to spiral, not just hating myself, but hating myself for hating myself. Does that make any sense? I'm sure I might have just stayed there, shaking and helpless and waiting for Zack. But then, my radio started squawking. Hello? Hello? Is anyone out there? Anyone punch out of that wreck? It was a woman's voice, clearly civilian by her language and tone.